Dense fog advisory until 9. Very, very thick fog out there. I've driven through it, but I'm warning you and my friend Jason Cairns on the other end of the phone at his home in Eau Claire. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning on a Monday, September 19th.
Good morning.
I never know what kind of quality I'm going to get on your end of the phone. Today sounds very good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. How was your weekend?
Good. I was able to have breakfast with you on Saturday, which was always a delight. Sometimes our conversations seem particularly fruitful, and that seemed to be the case this week.
I agree. I thought that was the definition of fellowship. That was the definition of, you know, some good conversation, good discussion. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of the weekend was fine as well. Nothing. I did some reading this weekend, and spent some time with Mark Judkins' Helps Meet this weekend, and so yeah, it was really good.
All right, boy, we've got a lot on Romans 5, 20 and 21 today, so we'll keep this short. But this is what I woke up to. I'm going to call this a Mercy Monday. Sometimes it's a Mental Health Monday, most of the time, but a Mercy Monday because I woke up with this thought: is it possible? I know some folks who have like the gift of mercy. You know people like that, right?
I do, yeah.
I don't know that either of us has the spiritual gift of mercy, but I mean, certainly we love God's mercy and we're grateful for it. But here's my confusion is that I woke up thinking, is it possible that these incredibly merciful people, I'm like, is God at least as merciful as that? And I'm thinking of one woman and one man right now who are really merciful, and it's beautiful, and yet my confusion comes from other people I know who are even Christians who would suggest that God isn't nearly as merciful as that. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do. You know, I think sometimes the message that can come across as we're talking with people is watch out. I think of these merciful people that you're talking about, and I know several myself.
Well, Mark Helps Meet that you mentioned is a guy that we both know
right,
that is very merciful.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, just completely pours out graciousness on other people, long-suffering and forgiving. And I think sometimes the picture we get of God is that he is somehow less merciful than
yes,
that.
Like yes.
If we sin just too much, he's going to lose his patience and give up on us. And yet that's not what scripture teaches us. It teaches us that his mercies are new every morning.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't say that some morning they run out.
Right.
I think that's a really good question that each of us need to ask is the God that I believe in less merciful than the most merciful person I know, less loving than the most loving person I know? I think that's an important question.
Yeah. I felt like it was a Holy Spirit inspired question that I woke up with this morning. So, and I've got to believe that he is even more merciful than the most merciful person because who did they get their mercy from?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a reflection of his character.
All right. And that book, Hesed, Inexpressible, from Michael Card, that would be a good one on this subject. All right.
Absolutely.
Romans 5, 20 and 21, closing out this chapter.
Yeah, it says, God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
And you had quite a bit to say on these two verses in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary in the New Testament. So here we go. Beloved, pay attention because I want you to understand this. I gave the law to highlight sin and increase your awareness of it. Of course, people sinned grievously before Sinai, but when Moses wrote my standards down, the Israelites could no longer pretend that morality was individually defined. They knew their sin. The law's purpose was never to provide an escape from sinfulness, but to reveal it and help people understand their powerlessness in terms of becoming whole. Yet here is the most amazing thing. Good setup. As your sin increases, my grace abounds even more. Your sin can never outpace my mercy. We didn't plan this. You can never become perfect under your own power. You are entirely dependent on my grace. Sin might reign in the domain of death, but the grace that comes freely through my Son reigns in our kingdom. Final thought, Jason.
Yeah, I had this verse has always been so meaningful. A friend of mine preached on this one time, and I sat and I cried because of this idea that we can never outpace God's mercy. His grace is always super abundant, and it's so important to remember that.
I'm going to underline that in my copy of Letters to the Beloved right now. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Good stuff. WWIB. Well, I met him at the at One Fest back at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, and he's on the line here, and he jumped in line ahead of our buddy Drew in Michigan. It's Robert driving the bus this morning. Hey, Robert.
Hello there. Good morning.
Tell me about what's going on here this morning.
I'm in Menominee taking the kids from Menominee to McDonald High School in the bus.
Nice. And you guys, and the students request that you play WWIB?
Yes, they did.
That's awesome. Can we hear from them at all?
Sure. Want to say hi, kids?
Yeah. There we go. Not making this up. How many kids do you drive from Menominee to McDonald?
I've got 4.
Okay. Well, it's like a special customized bus service?
It's a van. Yeah. It's a van that we take to Menominee every day, and I pick them up, and then I bring them to Holy Ghost McDonald.
And so I should be aware of, they're listening basically between when and when?
From about now till about 7:30.
Very good. Well, drive safely. A lot of fog out there, okay?
Very fog. Very thick. Very thick. Be careful.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, you be careful. I'm not driving at the moment, so.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert. Although I have been known to try to walk away with the headset still on, and that can be a problem. Feel like a dog on a leash. All right, so we transitioned from Robert to Drew in Michigan. Sorry, Drew, he kind of cut in line in front of you there.
Yeah, no problem. We go from a fancy van in Wisconsin to an old truck in Detroit. So
yeah.
With one kid.
Yeah, right. We've got a dense fog advisory until 9 this morning. Is it foggy in Michigan?
It's crystal clear. You know,
okay.
It's Monday morning. People are out. The Lions won yesterday. Delusion is in the air. It's a beautiful morning, you know.
It is. Well, we're hoping the Packers won as well. We're hoping it's not delusion. But please understand, I'm going to have to. Somebody else is going to interrupt your segment here. So here we go.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, the foghorn. Just for the people. It's like a lighthouse in the storm for the folks. Have you thought about it? Because you're a pastor who also does comedy. In fact, your Facebook page identifies you as a comedian and a writer. Did you know that? It doesn't say pastor.
Does it say that? Oh, I need to update
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't updated that in a while.
Yeah, but you're flexible, so.
I'm flexible, yeah. I'm, we had a big weekend this weekend. Obviously, church on Sunday, it was great. Saturday night, we've been doing these house shows at my house, and we just do the show in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been really cool because, you know, we've been doing these shows for 3 years, and it's not like an official ministry or anything, but what happens is people come out, they'll watch a show for like an hour in my living room, and then we just kind of hang out for a while, and all these really awesome life-giving talks just sort of like naturally crop up. We end up talking about God and the universe, and people open up and share. It's pretty cool. So we had one of those on Saturday, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is. That's a completely different act. So it used to be in your basement. You moved more into downtown Detroit, as I understand, or inner city Detroit, right? Something like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We used to have a basement. You know, a nice basement. Now,
right.
Now we just live in an apartment, but so we just do it right there in our living room. You know, the neighbors were gone. There was no noise complaint. So. But the crazy thing is these shows, they're very small. They're very intimate.
Yeah.
And so like on Saturday, there's only like 10 people there. And I was trying to think before this segment, what's the name of the movie where the two guys are trying to escape from jail and they're like handcuffed together? Do you remember this? There's like one scene, they're in a ditch and they're trying to crawl out, and the other guy drags the other guy into the mud.
It's not Shawshank Redemption?
We'll go with that since I can't think of it. But,
okay.
You know, these small shows with like 10 people, it's actually really a lot like that for the audience because it's so small. It's like, hey, you have to laugh. If you don't laugh, literally there's no one else left to laugh. So, you know, it's really, they're very intimate and they're a lot of fun, but it's an interesting dynamic.
And, in closing, don't you have a friend? I thought I saw you have a friend who's going to be recording like a comedic special that I think is going to air on Netflix or be available. And like, you're going to go out and be part of the audience to, isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean like, so that's in November. You know, I'm still in touch with all these friends of mine that I made around the world to do comedy. So, he is recording it. I said, yeah, I'm going to be there. You know, I'm trying to be a good friend.
But, it talks about, they want to know, hey, if you want to be in the crowd and laugh. So there is that pressure, like, you know, we need you to laugh.
Yeah, like we need some good laughers.
Yeah.
Of which I am, you know. I have a great cackling laugh, so.
There we go.
They were glad to have me.
There we go. We just heard the laugh. Thank you, Drew.
There you go. You heard it a little bit.
DrewFralick.com. Check him out. All right. Pastor with his wife of the Vineyard Church in Detroit, and a lot of comedic ability. All right, yeah, the foghorn, you need that here today. We're here for you. You're port in the storm here on WWIB, providing you the guidance, the love, the encouragement you need. The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB on a Monday, our weekend recap here. And I started breakfast at Randy's on Saturday and called a McDonald football win over Bruce in eight-man football on our sister station, WOGO and WOGO.com, 42-0 max to even their record at 2-2. Bought a used 2009 vehicle later on that Saturday.
Wow, busy day.
Too many vehicles in our driveway these days. So many drivers, and Michael's going to be coming up next. Oh, the insurance bill. And then yesterday, a great day at church, kind of the small group kickoff. I'm looking to do a small group on Tim Keller's book, Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. And the Packers won, so a good weekend.
There you go. Yeah, I think two highlights I'd say from our weekend. Saturday, we went to the first annual Taste of the Orchard event down in Avenue Orchard. And
nice.
So, I mean, all the jams and jellies. And then you kind of forget about all the sweet treats that the Creation Kitchen makes. And then some things that Ronnie and Missy from Team Appleseed there had said, hey, you need to try the pulled pork or the chicken with some of these sauces made with the jams and jellies, saying it's not just for PB&J and toast anymore. Try the pulled pork with, you know, say the Serrano orange jam thing. So very, very delicious. The kids got their huge caramel apples. Those were a big hit. We got some chocolate chip cookies as well. So always great to be able to support WIB advertisers. And we had a great time taste testing all sorts of different things. Almost drank all the cider already.
That cider is terrific. Yeah, sounds like you went away pretty full.
Yeah, exactly. And my joke was, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday. So my joke was, you would be hard pressed to find better apple cider anywhere. So it's a cider joke. And then yesterday, got the whole family together. It wasn't for a long time, but got the whole family together in time to make good on a Christmas gift that my sister had given my mom. Mm. I think it was a Christmas gift. And that was to have a family portrait taken, a family picture taken. And so thank you to Alana, our photographer, for putting up with us as we got a lot of people in a confined space. We were outdoors and we got that picture taken. Looking forward to seeing how those turn out. But it was picture day yesterday for the church photo directory as well, too. So we had our picture taken a couple different times and the kids did a good job.
It was a nice day for it.
It really was. Absolutely beautiful.
Good morning. For some reason, I only remember 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. Have a nice day, everyone.
Here's PCD John from Ladysmith.
The ventriloquist was doing a comedy routine with his puppet on his knee about how blonde women are too smart. All of a sudden, a woman in the audience stood up, a blonde woman stood up and said, I'm offended by those jokes. That's not funny at all. Well, the ventriloquist said, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is just a comedy routine. And then she said, no, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the dummy on your knee.
Oh, man.
There you go. PCD John with the jokes. We heard from Paul from Cameron as well, who said, why did the Norwegian hit the spiritist? Because he always wanted to hit a happy medium. There you go. Hearing from the northern part of the WIB listening area. Well, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday at 715-396-1670. If you have a joke that you'd like to share, I think Cliff actually sent one that I'm planning to use, so that's why I didn't mention yours, Cliff, because we had a very similar joke. But thank you to Oliver and Paul and PCD John, who've all sent in jokes, 715-396-1670, if you would like to add to the fun and frivolity on a Monday morning and maybe lift things up a little bit in case ours fall flat. However, I am going to reuse, at Mark's encouragement, I'm going to reuse some of the ones that I used before the concert, the Sanctus Real concert at Northern Lakes Church, because I don't have a ton of material. And I was like, man, I burned through four of my jokes. So I'm going to reuse some of those.
Very good. I think you should.
A couple today, maybe a couple next week.
I heard them in the meeting for the show on Friday. All right, here we go. I like to imagine the guy who invented the umbrella was going to call it Brella, but he hesitated.
I really like that one. Well, going back to Sunday Night Football last night, why is it always windy at Lambeau Field?
Why?
Because of all those fans.
There you go. Hey, a man asked his wife if she would still love him when he was old and wrinkled, and she replied, "Of course I do."
Man, you're two for two so far. This is great. Did you know alligators can grow up to 15 feet?
Really?
Yeah, but most have only four.
Okay. All right, yeah. You know what? My momentary reaction was, oh, I heard that before. Yeah, from you Friday
did,
morning.
You did hear before.
I told you to come
humor me, Mark.
All right, listen. The first two came from my mom, truth be told. She
Thank
sent
you, Margie.
To me. Yes, thanks, Mom, listening to the live stream in Wauwatosa. But this one I've come up with on my own. Caleb, have you any... the guy goes into the grocery store, and he says, have you any 2-watt bulbs? And they're like, for what? And they said, that'll do. I'll take two.
Oh, okay.
For what? Yes, for what?
For what? There we go. I was a little quick on the laugh track there. And my last one here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Again, you're always invited to share your jokes at 715-396-1670. I tried to organize a hide-and-seek tournament, but it was a complete flop. Turns out good players are hard to find.
I like it.
Man.
All right, having a little fun. A short quiz for Caleb here on a Monday on WWIB. And I guess I owe you one. So maybe...
We were discussing off the air. When I said, do you want to do the quiz, he kind of begged off. But now it's my turn. Because neither of us like to be wrong.
Yeah.
But I'll try it.
Yeah. I remember you being gracious about me skipping it. But I just thought I'd bring it up here this morning. All right. So I've got three different phobias. And basically, I'll mention... Is it the fear of this or that? You have to tell me. So
right,
the first one, the challenge for me is pronouncing these. Mastigophobia. Mastigophobia, is it the fear of punishment or the fear of the color green? Mastigophobia, the fear of punishment or the fear of the color green?
Punishment.
You're one for one.
There we go.
There you go. You're awesome. Started.
All right. Now I like this game.
There you go. All right. Is arenophobia, say it properly, is arenophobia the fear of liquid or the fear of men? Is arenophobia the fear of liquid or the fear of men?
Can you spell it?
Yes, I can. A-R-R-H-E-N phobia. Arenophobia. The fear of liquid or the fear of men?
I think that's going to be the fear of liquid.
And that one now makes you one for two.
Rats.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
I know, Yoda. I'm trying.
But you can finish strong here. The third and final phobia.
Let's go 2 out of 3.
Question for you this morning. Is cryophobia, yes, cryophobia, C-R-Y-O phobia, is cryophobia the fear of tears or the fear of extreme cold?
Fear of extreme cold. Oh, I know that one.
And you're saying that because?
Cryo, like cryogenics.
Yeah, you're not falling for the idea of cry and tears, and you're right. 2 out of 3.
All right, there we go. Okay, there, nice and easy. Now I feel better about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of contests, we have a big Zach Williams contest this week, and there's a reason why we're not starting it right away on a Monday morning, because people need a little time to get revved up a little bit and feel like, hey, the brain is in the right position to win. So we're giving you a chance with our game. You can check it out at wwib.com/contest to start figuring out how you would answer if you're fortunate enough to be live on the air. But the I Don't Want Christmas Dinner to End contest, you have a chance not only to win tickets to the Zach Williams Ben Fuller show at the Pablo in Eau Claire this December, but also you could even win an eat and greet with the man himself, Zach Williams. It's pretty cool.
Well, 25 years ago today, Rich Mullins died in an accident on a highway in Illinois. He was with Mitch McVicker, who has been back to the Chippewa Valley since that. And I want to share with you a post from Dan White Jr. He's from the Caneo Center. He's got Puerto Rico, a longtime pastor. Just my wife and I just finished his wonderful book, Love Over Fear. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. Here's what Dan says, Caleb. He says, in 1995, I was struggling deeply with my faith, my own hypocrisy, my need for certainty, my search for identity, and wrestling with church. Its lack of love, its pride, its labeling others, its doctrines. And then Dan says, then I met Rich Mullins, in the summer of 95 at Agape Farm in Pennsylvania, and he generously gave me 20 minutes of his time after one of his workshops in the woods. And Dan says, as I poured out my messy struggle, Rich said very little, but what he did say helped set me on a path I'm still walking today. He said, Mr. Dan, look for love, find it in the ways of Jesus, and let everything else go if need be. And Dan says, ever since, I've been trying to follow the ragamuffin path with very few belongings and a heart expanding in grace and love. And closes with, thank you, Rich Mullins, for being a voice in my wilderness.
Certainly honoring that legacy today. I think we're going to finish off with, we may even be able to fit three songs in a row here. A couple from Rich Mullins and this one from the Ragamuffin Band, My Deliverer. When you live in such a way that you are anticipating, expecting, hoping, longing for Christ's return, that changes everything. My Deliverer is coming.